A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
KSL News Time 345, the three things you need to know this hour first.
Wildlife experts are worried about the dwindling water supply on Antelope Island. Biologists say the water supply at higher elevations where the bighorn sheep hang out is dangerously low, so they're considering flying in more water to keep them hydrated. I'm KSL News Radio's Nick Wyatt.
Second, a four-year-old boy found dead in his home over the weekend died of suffocation. Utah Medical Examiner's Office says the boy got stuck in a toy box in his bedroom, and his death is a tragic accident. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot. Here's Ricky Meese.
Cleanup continues in Woods Cross, where we've had an accident southbound I-15, about 1500 south. It's been sticking out into that right lane, but no real delay. A new accident. This is in Magna, eastbound SR-201, 8400 west. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Thunderstorms once again developing over the mountains in northern Utah with temperatures in the 90s. I'm Kevin Eubank.
93 degrees in Salt Lake City. Time for KSL's top national stories.
Following the CDC's revised masked guidance, St. Louis officials implemented a new mask mandate, but county leaders struck it down in less than 24 hours. Dr. Clay Dunnigan, chief clinical officer at BJC Healthcare in St. Louis.
Wearing a mask has been politicized. It really shouldn't be a political issue. It's an infection control measure that stood the test of time.
The governors of California and Washington State are both recommending that people wear masks indoors regardless of their vaccination status. A test vote on a bipartisan infrastructure deal could take place in the next hour.
Sources tell ABC News that the new spending has been decreased from $579 billion to about $550 billion, but we're still waiting to see what that all entails.
ABC's Avery Harper in Washington. The Federal Reserve says it's seeing an improvement in the economy, but it's leaving interest rates alone for now. Stocks closed mixed today. The Dow was down more than 120 points, but the NASDAQ closed up over 100. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Time for the KSL In-Depth. Princesses could be the answer to toxic masculinity. A new study from BYU found children who watch princess movies are more likely to hold progressive views about women. BYU professor Dr. Sarah Coyne says this could be a good excuse to let your kids indulge in movies.
So I think that there is the benefit for parents and for families beyond just, you know, letting your kids watch the movie. And I think it would be helpful if parents would talk to their kids about some of the themes in princesses. Sometimes we just catch on to the glamour and the beauty and the dresses and the dolls, you know, that side of things. But the princesses tell really powerful stories, and they're nuanced and they're complex and they're deep. And there's all these beautiful themes that can come out. And parents can really talk about those themes and model them for their children to have the greatest impact.
She says princess culture can offer powerful role models for young girls.
Certainly, especially the more modern day princesses themselves. Are powerful role models. They're independent, they're strong, they're passionate, they're kind, and, you know, they're the heroine of their story. And so I think when both young boys and girls see women in that position, then it helps them develop more equal attitudes around the genders.
Now, the study took years. They started with 4 to 5 year olds and then interviewed them again when they got a little older. Dr. Coyne says the study originally found that it's girls who believed in gender stereotypes more.
You know, for several years, there was kind of this idea that, okay, princesses might even harm girls a little bit. Should we be wary about what's going on? And so that's why this study is important, because it looked at them then over time. And a lot of gender development happens over time. And again, the princesses themselves are becoming far less gender stereotyped than they were in the times of Snow White and Cinderella. And so when we look at it from a long-term view, we're actually finding that they can be a powerful force for good.
She says princess culture had the added benefit of helping girls develop a positive body image over time. She adds this was sort of surprising because Disney is often criticized about unrealistic body shapes of princesses. And you've been listening to the KSL In-Depth at 15 and 45. Let's get you up to date on the drive. Traffic and weather is sponsored by Zions Bank, your business banking home. Here's Ricky.
The southbound side of I-15 in Salt Lake County is filling in and slowing down between 53rd and 90th. Columbia South. After that, looking good all the way through the rest of Salt Lake and into Utah County. I-215's Belt Route also in good shape, but we do have a new crash in Magna. This is eastbound on the 21st South Freeway at 8400 West. It's out of traffic on the shoulder. Steve?
Construction will slow you down. Only one lane of traffic right now, both north and southbound 3rd West between 13th and 21st South. Meantime, northbound 15 slowdowns in Layton by the mall there, and thick traffic on southbound I-15 from Riverdale down to Sunset, and a crash farther down on southbound I-15. At about 1500 South in Woods Cross, that's on the right shoulder. Revive Organic Soil Treatment takes water deep down to the roots. Save water, save money, spread it or spray it. Apply Revive and your lawn will thrive. Steve Carlson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Let's check the 7-day forecast. Here's Kevin Eubank.
Thanks a lot, Maria. Well, we're headed into a very active weather pattern, even for Salt Lake City, which has been dry over the last little while. Thunderstorms today over the Wasatch Mountains, well, they're going to expand out over the west, including Salt Lake, during the day on Thursday, and then each day as we head through the weekend. Lows in the 70s, highs in the 90s on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, but by Sunday, thunderstorms abound and temperatures will drop down into the upper 80s and stay there for the first of next week. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kevin Eubank.
Mostly cloudy, 93 downtown, 90 in Logan.
The National Weather Service in Salt Lake City has issued a flash flood warning for Eastern Davis County in northern Utah, West Central Morgan County in northern Utah, until 6:45 p.m. Mountain Daylight Time. At 3:47 p.m. Mountain Daylight Time, Doppler radar indicated thunderstorms producing heavy rain across the upper headwaters of Smith Creek and Dalton Creek. Between 2 and 3 inches of rain have fallen within the last hour. Flash flooding is ongoing or expected to begin shortly. Additional heavy rainfall is expected over the Deep Creek drainage. Hazard, flash flooding caused by thunderstorms. Source, radar. Impact, flash flooding of small creeks and streams, urban areas, highways, streets and underpasses, as well as other poor drainage and low-lying areas. Some locations that will experience flash flooding include Morgan, particularly west of Wable River. This includes the following highways: Interstate 84 between mile markers 96 and 100. Turn around, don't drown when encountering flooded roads. Most flood deaths occur in vehicles. Repeating, a flash flood warning has been issued until 6:45 p.m. Mountain Daylight Time for the following county: Davis, Utah.
Nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate. On that heavy shelf you hung yesterday, turns out you didn't use enough anchors. Wait, you didn't use any anchors? Now you've got an open floor plan. Trendy. And if you have the wrong home insurance, you could need a wall of money to fix this. So get home insurance with Allstate and be better protected from mayhem, like me.
Based on coverage and limits selected, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Vehicle and Property Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
When the craving hits, Wingstop delivers. Mix things up with our boneless wings in any of our 11 mouth-watering flavors, like zesty lemon pepper or sweet and spicy Korean Q. Get it delivered at Wingstop.com. Wingstop, where flavor gets its wings.
USAA Insurance is made for the safe pilots, like Sergeant Hayden. When her hands are on the wheel, her phone is in her purse. So don't bother calling. You're going straight to voicemail. And because she has the USAA Safe Pilot app, her eyes on the road means more money in her pocket. Safe drivers can save up to 30% on auto insurance with USAA Safe Pilot. Visit usaa.com/safepilot to start saving. USAA. What you're made of, we're made for. Membership eligibility and product restrictions apply and are subject to change. USAA Safe Pilot is optional. Active USAA auto policy required for discount. Only in select states. Smartphone and download of Safe Pilot app required. Earned driving discount offered at renewal and based on all rated drivers on policy. Discount may vary by state or life of policy. In Virginia, earned driving discount is up to 20% for renewals before August 23rd, 2021 and up to 30% if earned after that. United Services Automobile Association and its affiliates. San Antonio, Texas.
Coping 19, brought to you by CDC and the Ad Council.
With so much loss, you may feel like you can't handle it all. Meditation or other spiritual practices can help you feel more grounded and better able to cope.
Find more self-care and coping tips at coping-19.org.
All the talks we've had over the years, including what you've told me about not using alcohol and other drugs, they stick with me. And believe it or not, they really do make a difference, especially at times that matter most.
Hey, want a drink?
No, thanks. I'm good. So thank you, Dad, for talking and preparing me for what's ahead.
Thank you for talking.
For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
KSL News Time 355. We are watching Utah's money. McDonald's revenue jumped 57% to $5.9 billion. Reopened dining rooms, crispy chicken sandwiches, and a collaboration with Korean K-pop group BTS helped push the sales. KSL drives, KSL flies. Delta is waiving all fees to change basic economy trips through the year. The decision comes as flyers struggle to reach customer service agents. Delta is hiring 5,000 employees to help with calls and other services. The chicken finger chain Raising Cane's is coming to Provo on August 3rd. Mayor Michelle Cafusi and BYU's Cosmo the Cougar will be at the ribbon cutting ceremony in the morning. 20 lucky people who go will get free canes for a year. On Wall Street today, the market was mixed. The Dow sunk 127 points, finishing the day at 34,930. S&P was flat and the NASDAQ was up by 102. New research says students are heading into elementary and middle school. They will be heading back to school this year with a lot of ground to make up after the pandemic. ABC's Alex Stone has details.
Looking at 5.5 million test takers, researchers at Portland-based NWEA, an academic research firm, find that achievement gains declined greatly in reading and math last year in elementary and middle school students, and that many children went missing from testing data. Where they are is unclear. Dr. Karen Lewis led the research.
I think it's really concerning. We need to be reaching out to those kids and re-engaging them in schooling.
She says it will take unprecedented levels of growth to make up for the last year of learning remotely, or in some cases, not at all. Alex Stone, ABC News.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.